Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Dive Into Diet. I'm with the star of the show, Lucas Schmidt. What's going on, man?
Talking about food again.
Food again.
This seems to be a theme.
Well, that is Dive Into Diet.
Diet, yeah, it's true.
Dive,
oh, yeah.
Dive Into
Oh, yeah.
Diet. Hey, we're doing the right show here.
We're at the right place.
We got the right topic for the right show.
Yeah.
And even more, like, bringing things full home, you know, we're on the Performance Medicine YouTube channel.
Yeah.
So we're bringing in food with medications.
Yep.
Performance Medicine is an integrated medical practice. This works.
Mm.
This
yes,
works.
It does. So we're going to talk about, I guess you could call them like maybe red flags that you might consider. Red flag meaning warning. Sometimes. This isn't to scare you. It's just something to consider with your food and if you're taking certain medications.
Okay? Got it.
Now, I'm not a doctor, so this is always a discussion to be had with your doctor. And in fact, if you're being prescribed a medication in an appointment, you might say, I eat this food. Is this safe with this medication? Because I can tell you now, we're going to talk about two different sort of categories today. It won't be an extensive list. I don't have enough time.
Like yeah.
It'd be too long of a video. It'd be forever for me to list every single drug ever made that interacts. I'm going to try to list the category of drug. That way, if you're in an appointment with your doctor and you remember that you've seen this and they go, I want to put you on this, and you know you eat one of these foods, you might just perk up and say, oh, can I continue to eat X, Y, or Z?
Yep.
Is that safe? I'm hoping we can answer some of those questions today. So without further ado, grapefruit. Grapefruit, it's probably the most well-known one, even for people who aren't like interested in this kind of stuff. Grapefruit's often associated with interactions with medication. At least I had heard of it. So I did some deep research. I wanted to know why.
Yeah.
So even beyond the layman's, like I knew it interferes with the absorption of your medication.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Acid? Like when I think of grapefruit, it's super acidic.
Yeah, that's not why. I mean, I don't know. The reason why, so you have an enzyme in your small intestine. I wrote it down. You'd say CYP3A4 or CYP3A4 enzyme. It's such a catchy name, isn't it? CYP3A4 enzyme, and that helps you metabolize. Some drugs are meant to be metabolized in that way.
Kay.
Okay. Grapefruit, for whatever reason, interferes with that enzyme. It inhibits, blocks that enzyme. So what ends up happening on some medications with grapefruit is they go into your system, and when they reach the small intestine, they're not well absorbed. So you think, oh, so you just poop them out or pee them out or whatever. No, they don't metabolize properly, so they pour into your bloodstream. So you took a drug that needs this enzyme, you might wind up with double the dose of that drug. Because when they develop drugs with these purposes, they calculate those things very carefully. They calculate, some of this is just going to go down the toilet, so this is the dose we're going to give them.
Mm.
Right? They give you a bigger dose than technically you want in your blood. But because they're accounting for enzymes or whatever mechanism that blocks some of the drug, if you mess with those enzymes, you have messed up their calculation.
Yep.
And so now your blood is full of whatever. So the drugs that grapefruit actually puts some drugs too much in your blood and some too little, which is because of all the things it affects. So the ones that are dangerous for overdosing on, I believe, are primarily blood pressure medications,
okay.
Organ transplant rejection drugs. So these are very specialized medications if you've had an organ transplant that keep you from rejecting the organ. Some anti-anxiety medications, corticosteroids, particularly for Crohn's, and heart rhythm drugs.
Mm.
Okay? If you're on these things, a lot of people are, you should ask, and or you should have been told that grapefruit is something to be careful with.
So if someone listening to
grapefruit
this episode,
juice or grapefruit fresh,
just avoid it.
I don't want to say never take grapefruit if you're on some of these medications. I would say bring it up with your doctor.
Okay.
Please ask a medical professional, an MD, who knows this stuff. Bring it up to their attention. Okay. Sometimes it may not be discussed. You know, we're in an age where prescriptions are written quick.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of telehealth nowadays.
Yep.
And they might put it somewhere in a sheet they send you. We don't all read the fine print. I don't read the fine. You ever done like a sign up for like a newsletter and there's all these like, I agree to these terms. You check the box at the bottom.
Yep.
I just scroll down the thing. I don't read anything. I just scroll to the bottom and check it off. What if your food contraindications are listed there. So it's important to know. Yep. Just putting it on your radar. Now, if you're taking Allegra or a prescription allergy medication, it does the opposite. So if you've taken some grapefruit recently and you take your Allegra, Allegra is delivered differently. It's via a transport into your cell. This inhibits that, so you're not going to absorb hardly any of it. You're basically making your Allegra useless. So it's not gonna like kill you.
It's not gonna hurt
but
you.
But you're kind of wasting it, and you may start to suffer whatever allergy you're trying to block again.
Got it.
So just tell your doctor if you're being prescribed any of those things in that category. Hey, I like grapefruit. Is that still on the table? And that isn't to say that no blood pressure medication is allowed. I'm not the doctor here. I'm not the pharmacologist. But it is something that is well researched that you need to be very careful with. Grapefruit is a pretty powerful food in regards to how it interferes in your body. It's one of the reasons it's considered a health food too, is because of how potent it is in your digestive system. It's good for the blood sugar, things like that. So there's always pros and cons.
That's really interesting. I actually did not know this.
Grapefruit?
No.
Yeah. The next one, you good for the next
one?
I'm
ready.
Any questions about grapefruit? I love grapefruit. I'm so glad I'm not on a blood pressure medication, so I can eat it.
A quick, if you like grapefruit, do you have like a special spoon for grapefruit that has like sharp edges?
No, I don't. I kind of eat it like an animal. I used to hate grapefruit. I used to absolutely despise it because it tasted like sour chemical.
Yeah, it's
like a cleaning agent.
It's an acquired taste.
But my taste buds changed over the past few years. I drank some grapefruit juice that I juiced, and it was so clean and refreshing. And now I've gotten to where I can eat it. And I don't like the white skin. I can't eat that. It's real bitter. So I break that apart, but it like pulverizes the grapefruit. So I end up just putting my face in it. I'm kind of eating it over the sink.
My grandmother used to eat grapefruits, and she has like special spoons for them.
I've seen those.
You can like dig.
Where you cut it in half and you salt it, and then you sit there and eat it like it's a delicacy.
Yeah.
I eat it like I'm going to die in 2 minutes. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the last
thing. I need the grapefruit.
Oh. I mainly just don't want to lose any of the juice or the dribbles. So it's best eaten over a sink or in a bathtub.
Yeah.
The next one is, this was one I was surprised by because I was looking up when I try to formulate fun topics, and I did not expect to see this. Dairy products,
yep,
particularly dairy, but mainly foods that are really high in calcium. Okay, dairy is usually the most common when it comes to calcium. And antibiotics. Now, this one isn't like you can't have this if you're on antibiotics. This one's a little different. So it's a little bit more of a relaxed boundary. It's like within 2 hours. So we don't want to be before and after the antibiotic. So antibiotics. because of the calcium. Calcium can interfere with the absorption of the antibiotic, is all. So it can block, it binds to, and it's not every antibiotic. Quinolones, I believe, is the type of antibiotic.
Okay.
Calcium will bind to that and pull it through, meaning it's not going to be absorbed.
So if someone is taking a quinolone, wait 2 hours before you'd have a dairy.
And that's not too bad.
Yeah.
You know, of course you don't want to take it. I don't believe antibiotics are best on an empty stomach. I'm sure there's specific instructions for some of them. Most of the time it's recommended you take one on them, I believe.
With food. Yep.
Let's just not make that food dairy. Make that food something else.
Make it a little like some
chicken, I don't know, nuts, seeds, something like fruit, something like that.
You know, this is a super interesting and important topic. I didn't realize any of that, actually. Grapefruit
I was surprised by the
or
calcium.
Dairy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, often you're told to consume probiotic Greek yogurt with antibiotics or after. I would suggest we do that after because people say, well, no, you got to restore your gut. I'm like, well, not why the antibiotics in there.
Right.
You're just nuking your gut every time you take one. You're wiping everything out, so you're just wasting. That yogurt's going down the toilet. You're getting protein, but you're not getting those probiotics. You're killing them. They are getting vaporized the second they land.
It's an interesting topic, the probiotic with the antibiotic.
Yeah, it's better. That's more of a, I'm done with my round. My infection is gone. I got to rebuild the gut.
Yeah.
Because I've just, you know, I've gone after a fly with a bazooka in my body and killed the fly, but now let's rebuild. So that's what I think Greek yogurt's for. So anyway, that's another topic, I guess. Tangents.
So is that an episode? Is that a part one?
That's a part one.
We're heading
into. You gotta come back for part two.
We're heading into part two.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Part two is next week. We're going to keep this going with the foods you should avoid while on certain medications.
Yep.
Show?
Show.
There we go. Guys, thank y'all. We'll see you next week for part two. Don't go away. Thanks, guys, for listening to this episode of the podcast. Please share the podcast with your friends. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe. We will see you guys next time.